both and. Have everybody heard that phrase before? Somewhat? So, okay. It's somewhat of a cliche in Catholicism because so rarely is the answer to any of our questions in regards to faith or what Jesus did, dogma, on and on, is an either or, one or the other. Rather, it's very often a both and. In the gospel this morning, the Pharisees are once again trying to trap Jesus, of course with no success. And as much as they tried to trap him, you'd think they would have learned at some point, but they never did, a little bit stubborn. But the issue at hand is about doing work on the Sabbath, a concept that unfortunately is lost in today's day and age, where we have Sundays, our Sabbath, set aside for God, where the focus is him, we rest, and we're with family. Now, for Orthodox Jews, even to this day, it was unlawful to do any sort of work on the Sabbath. So, for example, flipping a light switch, because that's mechanical, is considered work. Or pushing a button on an elevator, driving a car, cooking food, whatever it might be. And when I was in the seminary, working as a hospital chaplain for a summer, my supervisor was an Orthodox rabbi. And so he was on call, as he said, 24/6. Because on that Sabbath day, he couldn't answer the phone. He just couldn't do it. And what you had to eat was all prepared before. So for context, this is very serious. And the Pharisees see the disciples picking heads of grain. And so, they're doing work on the Sabbath. They're violating the law. Let's get them in trouble. And Jesus' answer isn't to disregard the law and say, well, it's hungry. They're okay. This law is old. Who cares? He doesn't take that kind of attitude. He doesn't dismiss the law. But at the same time, he sees the need for pastoral charity within the law. As Jesus said in Matthew chapter 5, a few chapters before this gospel, do not think I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have come not to abolish, but to fulfill. Many look at the church and think that we're just full of rules and try to control people, and it's no fun, it's unfair. I've worked with some engaged couples who look at that process as, these are just hoops to jump through, you make it so hard. And it's true, we have our fair share of rules. We have a book of canon law about yay thick, 1,700 different canons, our doctrines, our dogmas, that's true. But their purpose isn't control or to keep us down or to be unfair. It's the opposite. Rather, those are the means to lead us into something deeper, to lead us into a deeper relationship with Jesus by living in a right manner of life. It's telling us this is the path, this is the vehicle, these are the parameters. Rather than be confining and controlling, they're the means by which we find true freedom. In Jesus' coming to fulfill the law, it shows that while we don't live in a black and white world focused only on the law, rather, by following them, we're led into a deeper, well-formed life. That's the hard thing. When we look at all the rules, it's very black and white. But then life happens. And even canon law has this purpose as the very last canon in the book, which is done on purpose. The very last canon in the code of canon law, which governs the church, says that all these laws are for the salvation of souls, which is the supreme law of the church, always to be kept before our eyes. So that book full of how dioceses and territories are divided up from how sacraments work, at the very end, the foundation is the salvation of souls. And so for us, we never forget that we live in the gray. Yeah, we got the parameters. We've got the law. All those things are good. But it's up to us to live in accord with God's law because that's the path he's laid before us. And when life gets messy, gets difficult, and it doesn't fit neatly between the lines, remember that Jesus lived in the mess. He knows the mess of our lives. And because of that, so does God. And it's in those moments that Jesus connects with us, he understands, always.